The struggles on Wall Street didn't escape the notice of President Bush today. Speaking in Birmingham, Alabama, the president blamed the current down market in part on unrealistic expectations created by soaring stock prices in the 1990s.
We were in a land of there was endless profit. There was no tomorrow when it came to, you know, the stock markets and corporate profits. And now we're suffering a hangover for that binge.
News analyst Daniel Schorr says that when he looks at what's going on Wall Street and then looks at the Bush administration, it makes him think of an old TV show.
Some of the more senior of you may remember What's My Line, a popular TV quiz show of some years ago in which a celebrity panel tried to divine the profession of a mystery guest. Recent events in the corporate world have given me the idea for a new version of the show. What's My Company? I name members of the Bush administration, and you identify the corporations they came from. An easy one to start, President Bush. Don't all answer at once. Harkin Energy, of course. Next, Vice President Dick Cheney. Who said Halliburton Corp., which is under investigation, but that's neither here nor there? Right. There are three other CEOs in the Bush cabinet, a record. Paul O'Neill at Treasury. Did I hear Alcoa Aluminum? Right. Don Rumsfeld, Defense. Who said General Instruments? That's it. Don Evans, Commerce, a toughie. Anybody? That would be Tom Brown Energy Company. At the sub-cabinet level, several corporations represented. Army Secretary Tom White. Enron, of course. Air Force Secretary James Roach. Here's a hint. Think military-industrial complex. Yep, Northrop Grumman. And, same hint, Navy Secretary Gordon England came from General Dynamics, yes. Is there anything wrong with a lot of corporate tycoons in a business-friendly administration? Not necessarily. President Eisenhower promoted the auto-friendly federal highway system, and Defense Secretary Charles Wilson from General Motors said that what's good for General Motors is good for the country, and the public seemed to accept that. But the recent series of corporate scandals have put a tycoon-filled administration in a new light. It is doubtful that Cheney today would say what is good for Halliburton is good for the country. If the Bush administration appears to be on the defensive, it is in part because What's My Company is a game that no longer appeals to the public. This is Daniel Schorr.